Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be sunny. We'll have a high around the mid-50s. Kenosha right now, 37 degrees. It is freezing in Burlington at 32. Milwaukee, 41. 39 at this hour in Racine. Racine Mayor John Dicker delivering his proposed 2017 budget message to the Common Council. A 10-minute look at what's been done in recent years, where things stand, and where the city needs to go. The mayor talking about an almost 0.3% operational levy increase, 1.4% all total, including capital expenses.
First, we're giving back to those employees who hung on through thick and thin. In this budget, they will receive a well-deserved raise. Second, I've advised all the departments to increase their training budgets. Good training is vital for our employees to remain effective while continuing to be cross-trained and more productive.
Big company tax assessment challenges costing residential property owners in the long run. The mayor says that needs immediate attention. Noting the city can only grow up, not out, the mayor mentioned the Lakefront Event Center and Hotel Project and moving forward with whoever wants to join.
Whether we have partners or not, we will find a way to move this project forward, because we need to invest in Racine. 823 jobs matter. $400 million in residual investment in our community matters. And nearly 400,000 people coming into our downtown, it matters. It brings money, it brings jobs, and it brings people into our downtown. We need to invest in this community.
The levy impact on a $100,000 home in Racine next year would be almost $24, just under $37 all total, with fee increases. Meanwhile, the 2017 budget proposal, now on the hands of the council, has an $80.8 million total package to it, $53.8 million for a levy estimate. 55% of the budget is for public safety. Also, no new debt, according to City Administrator Tom Friedel.
As a percentage of the total tax levy, the debt service portion is going up because we are paying down more. Debt service is the money we pay back, not the money we borrow. The general fund, on the other hand, has been stagnant. We've been not increasing the general fund. We are limited. This is the first year that it's gone up. So when one portion of the whole is frozen and the other one's going up, it has to go up just a little bit.
Debt service undergoing a change also for next year. Friedel explaining a 0.5% increase being recommended versus 5-6%. Committee of the Whole review of the budget will start next Monday night. The budget public hearing is November 3rd. A final council vote is scheduled for the 15th. Didn't take long for the Racine Board of Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services to support a name change for the Lakefront Festival Park to Paul P. Harris Rotary Park, after the founder of Rotary International, who was born in Racine. Former Alderman, now County Board Supervisor, Melissa Caprellian-Becker, making the motion to approve it, calling it a no-brainer.
As you know, if we all were to go to Festival Park right now, what do I have to say about that? Even if the places we go to really wasn't the location where Paul was, his homestead was, or his home was, but there people find connection just because of the name and the passion that comes out. What a great way. I mean, does Festival Park have any, the name itself, so I'm just talking about the name, have any meaning? You know, are we disrespecting somebody by taking away Festival Park?
Continuing member and past Rotary President Steve Donovan said that the name would just be for the park. Festival Hall will continue. The Park and Rec Board's recommendation on the name and only the name change goes back to the Common Council, which had agreed earlier to the Rotary Club's offer of $100,000 toward a permanent stage at Festival Park. House Speaker Paul Ryan got heckled and booed, of course, at the Republican rally in Elkhorn last weekend. The Janesville Republican, a much warmer reception at a Boy Scout luncheon in Kenosha yesterday for a citizenship award that he received at the Boys and Girls Club. Congressman Ryan sitting between Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Snap-on Chief Executive Nick Pinchuk, the latter declining to reveal if the Donald Trump controversy got discussed, though Pinchuk did say he personally supports Ryan's decisions.
So enthusiastically that's confirmation of all of that. The American people are behind Speaker Ryan.
Meanwhile, during his remarks at the luncheon, Ryan joked that he was being accused by some Trump supporters of acting too much like a Boy Scout, ironically. Reporters kept at a distance from Ryan, who took no questions, including from the national media, now following his every move. And here in Wisconsin, election officials are standing firm about the information required for an absentee ballot in order for it to be counted. State Elections Commission Administrator Mike Haas recommending in a memo no changes be made to a policy requiring the witness for an absentee balloter to document their full address. Milwaukee and Racine election officials have been receiving hundreds of ballots with missing information. Haas's memo says the commission stands by its guidance to local election officials that the witness address contain a minimum of a street number, street name, and the name of the municipality. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin has threatened a lawsuit. A Kenosha woman accused of killing her two children and then attempting to take her own life expected to change her plea to not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect at a hearing tomorrow. Lucia Hernandez-Alvarez charged in September with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide for the deaths of her 1 and 3-year-old children. She pled not guilty at the time to the charges. Court records indicate she told police she gave the kids cold medication, then put bags over their heads until they stopped breathing. Then she tried to kill herself with a knife. Police indicate Hernandez-Alvarez told them she had been sad for about a year, decided to kill herself and the kids because she believed her husband was cheating on her. If she does indeed change her plea, then a court trial would have to take place in November to determine if she is mentally responsible for that crime. A Racine man accused of killing his neighbor and having the body dumped into a dumpster nearby did not appear in court on Wednesday for a preliminary hearing on those charges, his attorney telling the court. Well, a man had been hospitalized. Harry Fumick, charged with first-degree intentional homicide, hiding a corpse, and armed robbery with the use of force. This and the death of 50-year-old Kim Cantwell, who, like Fumick, lived in an apartment over the Sunshine Grocery Store at 16th and Taylor. Fumick is accused of wrapping an electrical cord around the woman's neck and, after she died, putting her body into his refrigerator before getting help to push it off of the balcony into a dumpster. His preliminary hearing on the charges now scheduled for next week, Wednesday. Another vehicle airbag module found in Kenosha County. This time it was in Pleasant Prairie. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Police and fire units were sent to the 10500 block of 80th Avenue at about 12:30 Wednesday afternoon in response to a report of a suspicious item on a picnic table. After determining the item was an airbag device, the county hazardous device team was called in to remove and destroy it. On Monday, a similar device was found duct taped to a railroad crossing warning sign on Highway A in Summers. It was also removed and safely destroyed. The hazardous device team saying the devices essentially explode to deploy the airbags in vehicles and should not be handled by untrained people. Anyone with information about the devices is urged to contact law enforcement or Kenosha Area Crime Stoppers. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
In Caledonia, police issue citations to a registered sex offender for returning to live in the village after being told back in March his presence violated the local ordinance. According to a news release, 60-year-old Donald Kniebel was convicted on two counts of possessing child pornography in Winnebago County. Caledonia's ordinance prohibits registered sex offenders from living in the village unless they were residents at the time of the offense. After being warned, the man moved out of a home in the 2700 block of 6 Mile Road, but it was discovered that he was again living there, and he further violated the ordinance by not informing officials that he had returned. The owner of the home, a 60-year-old woman, also issued citations. Police noting they will continue to receive the $458 citations until the man moves out of that home. And the Drug Enforcement Administration reversing plans to temporarily ban a plant that some users suggest could be an alternative to the powerful, addictive opioid painkillers. Michael Descano reports public outcry is what caused this about-face.
The DEA says it's halting plans to ban kratom, a plant native to Southeast Asia, after social media blew up over it. Kratom is related to coffee and has chemical compounds that produce effects similar to opiates. People who have used it say it helped them overcome addiction to opiates or alcohol, and it treated otherwise intractable pain. Putting kratom on the list of the most dangerous and addictive drugs would stymie medical research. The DEA says it'll wait to decide whether to ban it until it gets a recommendation from the Food and Drug Administration. Michael Toscano, Washington.
WRJN newscasts are in podcast form on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.
Tom, how are you today?
Okay.
I'm in the